Welcome back, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Zim's Beer Review. I'm your host, Garrett Zimmer. Thanks for tuning in today, however you may be following, whether it be on Podomatic Podcasts, iTunes Podcasts, or following live stream on YouTube or Twitch. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate it. Your feedback is always welcome. Before we really get going on this podcast, I want to let you guys know we're working with a little bit of new equipment today. I ordered a USB audio interface, and this is our first podcast going live with it. So I'm really interested to hear you guys' feedback on the quality of the audio here, if it sounds any better. And I'm really excited about it. So the podcast is improving and you guys are a part of that. So thank you. Anyways, so back to what we're doing. As normal, if you've looked at the title of this episode, it is Left Hand Brewing Company's Sawtooth Ale. If you're following on Twitch or on YouTube, you can see it on the screen right here. Left Hand Brewing Company is out of Longmont, Colorado, which is just north of Denver. If you're familiar with the Denver area, I live in Casper, Wyoming, so I'm further up the interstate from there, but I've been to Denver multiple times and I've driven through Longmont, but I've never actually had a chance to visit Left Hand Brewing Company's tasting room. And that's something I'd like to do in the future. But anyways, so we're reviewing the Sawtooth Ale today. This is a beer I've never had. I have had some of Left Hand Brewing Company's other beers. This is not one of them. I chose this one for the review specifically for the reason that it is Left Hand Brewing Company's very first beer that they really took to market. And it did win some awards early on in their career. So I'll let you guys know a little bit more about that. But that's kind of why I chose it. I thought it was a good introductory beer for our review, and a good introductory beer for Left Hand Brewing Company. I'm sure we will review more of them in the future. They are readily available where I'm at in Wyoming. So I'm sure we'll have more in the future. But I thought this was a good introductory one. So we're going to go ahead and pop this open using our handy dandy bottle opener from Shaver Wood. If you're following on Twitch or on YouTube, you can see it on screen. And if you're interested in getting one, I'm going to put the link to where you can buy one of these in the description. They're super cool. They're handmade. Three different kinds of wood with a nail, a magnet that holds it onto the top of the bottle. It's a super cool retro idea. So we'll open this up. And we're going to use some of our tasting glasses that I received as a Christmas present. They've been sitting here in the background of all my episodes, and I've never actually taken them into an episode. So I figured today would be a good one to go for it. So we'll go ahead and pour this in. They're smaller glasses. They're little. So as I'm pouring this, it's deep gold, brown, honey brown coloration. Looks similar to like an IPA. Coloration-wise, it honestly looks like cream soda in the glass, like with a head. It has that color, that really caramel color to it. A lingering head, really tight, compacted bubbles. This looks creamy. This looks like it's going to be really smooth. I'm getting a little bit of a skunky flavor off the head of the beer, scent-wise. I actually don't know a whole lot about this other than that it's an amber ale. So, it has the coloration that you would expect with an amber, that caramely, it's not red, but it's a deep yellow caramel color. Really pretty beer. A little bit of hops on the scent. Not a whole lot. We'll go ahead and give this a try and see how it is. Really smooth beer, actually. I wasn't sure what to expect. Like I said, I'd never had this one before. And the Sawtooth Ale, the name doesn't really give you any indication of how it may taste. But it's a smooth beer. It reminds me of something, and I can't put my finger on it right now. It tastes sweet. It has a sweet aftertaste to it, which I actually like. It hits you right up front with a little bit of hops and the familiar amber ale taste, but it lingers with a little bit of a sweetness, which is nice. Yeah, that's actually a really tasty beer. This reminds me of another beer, but I cannot put my finger on it right now. I'll try to follow up later, maybe in the description of the video, if I can remember by the end of this what it reminds me of. So we'll go into a little bit about Left Hand Brewing Company. So like I said at the beginning of the episode, Left Hand Brewing Company is out of Longmont, Colorado. They're just north of Denver. And they have accomplished a lot in a relatively short time. They've been around for 25 years. It'd be kind of cool to see if maybe they do like a 25th anniversary beer or something. I don't know. I just happened to notice that it's been 25 years since they started. They started in 1993, and they instantly went right to the top. They struck gold pretty much right off the bat. It was not a struggle for them in the sense that their beers were immediately recognized. So they opened their brewery in 1993. In 1994, according to their website, with $27 in their bank account, they brewed their very first batch of beer, the Sawtooth Ale, which is what we're trying today, which is why we're trying it, is because it's their first. They call it their flagship, and it's been a longtime favorite in Colorado. They attended the Great American Beer Festival, which, if you don't know, it's a big, like you would expect, big beer festival, and that's where they give out awards, gold, silver, bronze, honorable mention. A lot of awards are given away. That's where when you go to a liquor store and you see a six-pack and it says award-winning such and such, that's generally the festival that they're referring to in those. So anyways, 1993 they started, 1994 they made their Sawtooth Ale with practically no money in the bank, and they went to the Great American Beer Festival, and Sawtooth Ale took gold that year, and they were blown away. They also had two other beers get recognized. Another one of their beers got bronze, and another one received an honorable mention. So right out of the gate, they're winning awards and getting the recognition 1 year in, which I thought was amazing. I did not know that before really doing a little bit of research on them. I think that's awesome, but they've actually done a lot more for the beer community beyond that. So they opened their tap room and then expanded it in 2002, which was a little bit after they started, but that's still only really 8 years after they started making beer that they start their tap room. A little bit of time, not too bad. They opened that in 2002, they expanded, but here's where it gets cool. So, and I did not know this going into this beer review, but I'm glad I'm reviewing Left Hand's beer today just so I could learn this. So if any of you are familiar with nitro beers, it's beers made or carbonated with nitrogen rather than carbon dioxide. They end up being really smooth. I think I've mentioned it in a previous episode. Generally, you'll find this on tap with Guinness. It's probably the most available beer on nitro is Guinness. It adds a creaminess to the beer. But it's generally only on draft. You can get it in cans, but they have to have like a little widget thing inside that releases the nitrogen into the bottle or into the can, I should say, to have a nitro beer in a can. Well, in 2011, Left Hand Brewing out of Longmont, Colorado, invented the nitro bottle. So they put their milk stout on nitro, and they were the very first brewery in the world to get nitro brew inside of a beer bottle without a widget. So it did not have the little widget that releases the nitrogen gas, they were able to get a nitro beer in a bottle without that, which is a big accomplishment, and they're the first ones to do it. And that was in 2011, and still to this day, you don't see nitro beers in bottles. Other than Left Hand Brewing, I'm sure you can find more, but like super common beers, you're not going to find them. Generally, they're on draft. Sometimes they're in a can, but they're never in a bottle. And so that's, I thought that was really cool that they were one of the first people to do that. They actually went beyond that, and they figured out a way to get to improve the nitro can as well. So other breweries have had the nitro capabilities in a can, but they had to have the little widget. Well, they made a can with a widget like adhered to the bottom of the can. If you go to a liquor store and you pick up a can of Guinness, pick up a can of Nitro Guinness and just tip it back and forth, you will hear the widget inside. It sounds, the only way I can describe it is like a rattle can of paint, like spray paint, how it has that can, like the little ball bearing on the inside. You can tip the can around, like a Guinness Nitro, and you can hear the widget on the inside. And they figured out a way to have it adhere to the bottom of the can. So they revolutionized the nitro bottle and the nitro can. And I think that's really cool for a brewery that's not super local to me, but relatively local. I mean, they're only, I'd say from here, they're maybe 3 hours away or so. And I'm definitely a fan of Left Hand Brewing. After reading their story and trying this Sawtooth Ale, it's a really smooth beer. For an amber ale, this goes down incredibly smooth. If you're into ambers, I highly recommend it. It has a little bit of a skunky smell, but it does not carry that over through the taste. Yeah, you smell it. As it's sat here in my glass for a little bit longer, that skunkiness is actually subdued a little bit. But the head on it is still lingering. It's small, but I don't know if you can see on the camera, I'm still getting bubbles rising to the top of this glass, and it's been, I don't know, 10 minutes since we poured this. It's has really good carbonation, and I highly recommend checking out Left Hand Brewing if you're into amber ales or especially nitro beers. It sounds like they're kind of the leader in large production nitro beer as far as bottling and canning. So check them out. If you're near the Colorado area, I highly recommend you check out their tap room. I would like to make a trip down there and give them a try. So I would recommend you do the same. So anyways, really good beer, goes down really smooth. Definitely satisfied with the flavor of this beer. I had no idea what to expect when I went into this, and I'm pleasantly surprised. I don't drink a lot of amber beers. It's not something that I pursue. And I kind of wanted to have one on the podcast, and this one seemed like the only logical fit. It had a great story behind it, and it was an award-winning beer, so, and relatively local. So I went ahead and went with this one, and I'm glad I did. I recommend you guys give this one a try. So thank you for tuning in. If you want to know more about their beer, I recommend going to lefthandbrewing.com. I'm going to put their link to their website in the description of this video, as well as the description to this podcast. And if you have any questions, if you want to follow me, you can follow me on Twitter at Zim's Beer Review. You can follow me on YouTube or Twitch at Zim's Beer Review. And if you have any questions or want to request a beer to be reviewed on an upcoming episode, send me an email at zimsbeerreview@gmail.com. And until next time, happy drinking.